This is Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is Craig Aaron. He is the president and CEO of the Free Press. And we're talking about an issue that is very important to all of us. That is net neutrality. Craig, good morning and welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
What is net neutrality?
Net neutrality is the idea that when you go online, you should be able to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, download whatever you want, and your internet service provider, the phone or the cable company, can't interfere with what you're doing. Net neutrality really just means no discrimination when it comes to internet traffic.
Talk to us about Title II of the Federal Communications Act. What does it say specifically?
Yeah, so the importance of Title II, which is part of the Communications Act, which was last updated in 1996, is this is a set of laws on which regulations have been based that apply to what are called telecommunications services. And again, there's a lot of jargon here, but telecommunications really just means two-way communications. It means I can call you and you can call me and we can hear each other. And mm-hmm. So right now here on the phone, we're experiencing telecommunications services. But when it comes to the internet, there's a lot of important telecommunication services as well, so that our internet connections are not one-way streets. They are places where we can upload, create, put things that we made online, and of course, a place where we can receive information. And there's been a fight happening at the Federal Communications Commission for more than a decade over whether internet service is going to be classified as a telecommunications service or as something else. And it's sort of a ridiculous fight because internet service is obviously a telecommunications service, but the biggest phone and cable companies would like to be defined differently because they don't want the Federal Communications Commission to be able to tell them what they can do over the pipes. And they don't want the Federal Communications Commission to be able to step in when they abuse the power that they have over the pipes. And that's the fight we've been having now for a number of years. And back in 2015, the FCC actually passed strong rules reaffirming that the internet was a telecommunications service and that they had the authority to step in when there was a problem. And those are rules that the Trump administration is now moving forward very aggressively to try to dismantle.
And he has put as chair of the FCC, Ajit Pai, who is moving to vote on December the 14th to dismantle what's in place.
Yes, that's what we anticipate. Ajit Pai, who's Donald Trump's appointee to the FCC and himself a former Verizon lawyer, has teed up a proceeding the agency's been looking at since last May that would undo all the rules that were put in place during the Obama administration. And really, based on everything we can tell, leave a blank slate with no real protection, no real obstacles to phone and cable companies blocking content, throttling content, prioritizing content to benefit the kind of things that they own. And these are all companies that own movie studios and television networks and the like. And really changing the free and open internet from something we all value into something that looks a lot more like cable television. That's the door that this administration is opening, and really over the objections of millions and millions of people. In fact, the Federal Communications Commission has gotten 22 million public comments on this proceeding, and when you get rid of the ones that were obviously faked or were just operating from a template, you'll see that more than 95% of them, the ones that were clearly sent by individuals that don't follow sort of a cut-and-paste format, 95% of those support the existing rules and are telling the FCC not to go down this road. But, of course, this FCC is ignoring the public, doing the bidding of the biggest companies, and trying to rush it through between Thanksgiving and Christmas when they hope most of us won't be paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about companies like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, and we know that Comcast is not only a cable provider but also a movie conglomerate. So it's across the board where the consumer can suffer from whatever they come up with. And if they have free rein to charge us for whatever they feel like charging us, the consumer loses.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And this is the battle that's happening among these big media companies right now, is they want to be gatekeepers. They want to decide what sites and services are going to work and which won't. And they want to be able to favor their own content. So if you're Comcast, you own NBC, you own Universal Studios, maybe you can give your own content a leg up. You own numerous cable channels. If you're AT&T, you're trying to buy Time Warner right now so that you can control HBO and TBS and TNT and CNN, and be able to favor your content. If you're Verizon, you own AOL. And who knows what else you might go out and try to buy. So these guys want to be able to decide what's going to work and what isn't. And honestly, they want to be the ones deciding what kind of innovations are going to thrive online. They want you to have to come and get their permission if you have a new idea. And of course, these are also companies that want to be able to get into your private and personal data so they can sell you things, and frankly, so they can sell information about you to other companies, to advertisers, to track what you're doing online. They want to be able to do that too. And what's prevented them from doing that in small ways previously had been these so-called Title II regulations that the FCC is getting rid of. And this Title II is what would potentially allow the FCC to step in and stop extreme rate hikes. It's what gives them the power to help support families, low-income families, to get connected to the Internet, which the FCC is also undermining right now. So this is all part of a really big transformation at the agency to put a lot of more power in the hands of these already huge and powerful conglomerates and take it away from individual users and really change the nature of the Internet, which, you know, has its strengths and has its problems, but a free and open Internet has been one where lots of new voices can be heard, where independent content has a chance to find an audience, and where anybody with a good idea can challenge the biggest companies out there and maybe come up with something better. You get rid of net neutrality, and that's all at risk.
My guest is the Free Press President and CEO, Craig Aaron. You're listening to WPFW Radio. This is Community Watch and Comment. And let's talk about the amalgamation of all these different companies and, you know, interlocking relationships and all that. Sinclair is planning to buy up quite a few stations across the country. We hear the Trump administration is threatening to block one of the latest acquisitions, not by Sinclair, but the company that owns CNN. They will approve
Time
this,
Warner.
The Time Warner, they will approve this merger if they get rid of CNN. But Sinclair has untethered. They can do whatever they want to do.
They're clearing the way for them to do whatever they want.
Yeah,
no, it's a very, very confusing time when it comes to looking at antitrust and what you can believe. There's a lot of good reasons to stop the AT&T and Time Warner merger. That's way too much power in the hands of one company. We shouldn't have companies with so much control over the pipes going into your home, which AT&T has, as well as its huge mobile network. Also, they own DirecTV, and they're going to be able to set the prices for content if they get Time Warner. And that's really too much power. The problem with this Trump administration is that they appear very ideologically motivated to try to punish a newsroom in the case of CNN, or that may be the case. We don't really know. But we have reason to be very suspicious because of everything the president has said, because they don't like how they're covering them. At the same time, they're clearing the way for a company like Sinclair, which broadcasts commentaries and news package news segments regularly that are indistinguishable from Trump administration propaganda. And this Federal Communications Commission is absolutely clearing the way for them to be able to control more local television stations than any company's ever controlled before. They would own 200 stations across the country, reaching almost three quarters of the country, and it's far exceeding all of the established limits on how much one company should be allowed to own. But the FCC is actively dismantling those limits right now, all to benefit this one company. So It's hard to know what to believe. Certainly stopping the AT&T and Time Warner merger would be good, but the one reason they shouldn't do it would be to punish even CNN's attempts at accountability journalism. So it's a very dangerous time when you're looking at government decision makers making their decisions apparently or appearing to make their decisions on the basis of who's in line with their ideology. I mean, that's the kind of behavior that you see in dictatorship, not democracies. And people should be outraged. What this FCC is doing should absolutely be a national scandal. And I think people should be very concerned about the way this government is suggesting, and from the White House on down, wanting to pressure journalists when they don't tell the story they don't want to tell. So we need to be actually sort of hold two ideas in our head at the same time, which is we do not need any more mergers. Nobody's benefiting from these massive mega media mergers, and we need the government to not be pressuring journalists or really having any say on their decisions based on whether or not they like the ideology of an individual company or don't like it.
Just last week, Liberty Media Chairman Malone says that a month ago he would have given the $85 billion AT&T Time Warner deal a 100% probability of getting done. He said he was quite surprised to hear reports that AT&T might have to sell key assets such as CNN in order for the deal to go through. He told CNBC in an exclusive interview he would assign 75% chance to the deal getting done without him having to divest anything. So there you have it. Would you give a website for the Free Press?
Yeah, so freepress.net, lots of more information and ways. If you sign up at freepress.net, we'll keep you informed about all of this as it's happening, and really urging people to speak out, get involved, sign up to join our project called Team Internet, which is pushing back specifically on net neutrality with a bunch of allies. So it's all that information at freepress.net.
Craig Aaron, CEO and President of Free Press, thank you for being my guest.
Thanks so much, Gloria. I appreciate the time.
Take care.